Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
We welcome you back to Springfield as after the seventh inning stretch, it is a 8-run ball game. The scoreboard now reads Cold Spring 8 and Starbucks 0. The Stars down to their final nine outs, and they've got 8 runs to score before that happens as Ryan Hennen back out onto the mound. Delivers a first pitch strike to Austin Versteeg. Second pitch is squibbed up the third base line. This will be a tough play for Jonas, but he makes the tough play. Nice job right there on the run for Davey J. Kurt.
You said it there, Kirby. He did a fine job of coming in, charging that ball, and he had a quick release there. That was about the only way he was going to get that guy.
So back in the fourth inning, fourth inning, you were saying that Hennen had kind of a longer inning, but you've been keeping track of his pitch count, and he's doing pretty good thus far through 6 1/3.
Well, he is. He only threw 75 pitches in the first six, but he did throw 20 of them alone in the fourth inning.
So quite economical for Hennen as he delivers a strike to Gruber, and another one as well as Matthews in a hole at 0-2. Mike Gruber 0 for 3 with 2 Ks. Matt Gruber 0 for 2 with 2 Ks, and he's in a hole at 0-2. As the 0-2 pitch swung on and missed, as the Grubers will not be sending Ryan Hennen a Christmas card this year for out number 2 and strikeout number 11 for Ryan on the evening.
Well, when Michael's 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts and Matthews 0 for 3 with 3 strikeouts, you hit the nail on the head on there. But the Rockies do have some activity in their bullpen as left-hander T.J. New and right-hander Andrew Aller are both down there warming up.
As the first offering to Mike Cranenbring, missing for a ball. 8-run lead, and you have 2 guys up. Your thoughts on that, Kurt?
Well, I think they're probably just going to see, hey, maybe one of them is doing a bullpen session, and maybe the other one's getting loose, or maybe they're going to both go down there and see who feels more comfortable after being relaxed here for like 7 innings and seeing what's going to happen.
Cranenbring picks up the slack for Starbuck, his second single of the evening as he punches one into center field. As that'll bring up Mike Andreas. Mike Andreas steps into the batter's box, 0 for 1 on the day. The DH and 6th hitter is getting his 3rd at-bat for Starbuck. The Rockies 9 hitter just had his 4th plate appearance. If you're wondering why, one team has 8, the other one has 0. Has 2 outs here in the 7th inning. As Hennen probably looking to finish up right here as the first pitch a strike to Mike Andreas.
And it's funny how you say that, Kirby. If you look at the second column on the scoreboard, the hits are 7-5, but the runs are 8-0.
As the 2-0 pitch is tapped softly towards short. New fields it on the run, throws it on the run, and it gets past Duffner. Duffner doesn't even know it. Kaltoff standing behind home plate, not backing up, and an error on the Rocky shortstop will extend the inning right here. The crummy part about that, Kurt, is that we talked about Mike Andreas. He plays in the over 35 lead. He wasn't exactly burning up the first baseline there.
No, he wasn't. Jordan had all kinds of time to set and throw on that one over there. He goes and makes a quick throw, throws it by. Unfortunately for Duffner, he didn't put a real good effort at that one over there down in the dirt on there, and it goes by. But Andreas wasn't totally into it because that ball goes back by the fence, and look where he's standing, still on first base.
So 2 away, the inning extends, on the new air, as that will bring Zach Hendricks into the plate. 8-0 Rocky lead here in the 7th as the first offering from Hennen to Hendrickson, missing high for a ball. 1-0 the count to the first baseman, Zach Hendrickson. Singled in the 3rd, broke up the no-hitter at that point. It was only the 3rd inning, settled down Kirby, and he flew out to right, had that fly out as that pitch is laced up the middle, and Starbucks on the scoreboard with an unearned run right there. He hammered that one right up the box as Cranenbring comes home to score.
Well, Zach Hendrickson has his second hit of the evening here for the Starbucks Stars. And like you said, he laced that fastball right up over the second, or excuse me, right over second base for an RBI single for the Stars.
So they get a man in as Cranenbring comes in to score. Andreas is at second base. at first is Zach Hendrickson, and that'll bring Andy Tope to the plate. Has a 8-1 ball game now. Rockies by a touchdown. Starbuck still in this thing, though, Kurt. They got some sticks in this lineup. As Hendon's first offering, that is waved at and missed by Andy Tope. Tope struck out in the third as I bounced out to second baseman Geislinger in the sixth. Hendrickson has two hits, and Brady Lynn took another one away from him on that diving catch. So he's having a nice night. As the one strike pitch is in there, and bailing out on that was Andy Tope. It was in there for a strike, though, and 0-2 the count. 0-2 the count. Hennon with some stank on that one. As the lefty comes back, his 0-2 pitch just off the plate. And Ryan with a little hop off the mound, Kurt. Maybe thinking he had a corner there?
Well, he was hoping for a corner on that one, but he did just miss on the outside part.
1-2 the count to the Starbucks star left fielder. Hennon set. Short pause. 1-2 pitch. This one's popped up, fouling out of play. And the inning continues. So 1-2, part two right here. As the Springfield train hammers its way through town. 1-2 pitch, cut on and missed. And out on strikes for strikeout number 12 on the evening is Andy Tope. And that does it for Starbuck in the third. They do notch the scoreboard, scoring one run on two hits. Big Rocky air extending the inning, and there was two runners left on base. After seven, scoreboard now reads Cold Spring 8, Starbuck 1. On to the eighth we go, coming up in 1 minute. We appreciate you joining us right here on your home for state tournament baseball in Central Minnesota, KASM.
Hi, Dan Zimmerman here once again on behalf of Willembring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman. Randy told me I've got 30 seconds. Since I'm no auctioneer, I can't fill the airwaves with too much info, but I can tell you this. Our law firm has been around since before I started back in 1981, and I'm pretty proud of that. Put our years of experience to work for you, whether it's litigation, estate planning and probate, business, real estate, family law, you get the idea. Give us a call. Keep listening to Chasm for more details.
Join a league this fall or just come and enjoy the great sport of bowling at the Cold Spring Lanes. There's options, men's and ladies leagues, mixed leagues, junior leagues, and rotating and sub-options. Cold Spring Lanes is open for bowling on Friday and Saturday nights up until Labor Day, and every other game is free. Give Cosmic Bowling a try every Saturday night from 9:30 till 11:30. Crazy lights, music, and more by reservation only. Call Cold Spring Lanes and reserve your spot at 685-8150. That's 685-8150.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
We welcome you back to Springfield, and Kurt, one deed leaves, and one comes back.
We have another pitching change here to start the eighth inning as another draftee from Milroy, Austin Dietz, comes in to pitch.
Austin Dietz will start the eighth inning, and in the top of the eighth for Cold Spring, they have the top of the order, and Tyler Geislinger. Kurt, between innings, you saw a bit of a powwow. I think they were about ready to take the roll outside the Rocky dugout there. There were so many cooks in that kitchen.
Well, I think there was a...
Ooh, first pitch swinging. Geislinger hammers one deep right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run for Tyler Geislinger right next to the Springfield Tiger football scoreboard. I lost it, Kurt, and I lost it because he hit it so far.
Well, it was one of those that you... The reason you lost it was because he hit it high enough, so we lost it up above the overhang up here for a second. He didn't only hit that thing far, he hit it high with that, and that is a poke out there to right center field as Tyler Geislinger jumped on that first pitch to give the Rockies a 9-1 lead.
So Tyler Dietz Tyler Geislinger welcomes Austin Dietz with a big boy home run. You got to hit him to get him in that part of the ballpark here, and Tyler hit that one as the first pitch to Jordan New. That's in there for a strike. Dietz is one strike offering. So the Rockies get that run back that they allowed on the air. back in the bottom of the seventh inning. And they get it back one swing of the bat in the top of the eighth.
Well, Tyler Geisinger probably wasn't happy with himself as he struck out the second batter of the seventh inning when five of the first six Rockies lead when they got those five runs in the seventh inning. He had a big strikeout at that time, and he made up for it on that one.
As the 2-1 offering to New missing down and in moves our count to 3-1. David Jonas on deck for Cold Spring. As the 3-1 pitch, that's away and ball four. Jordan New on base 4 or 5 times today. That's pretty good production, Kurt, out of your two-hitter.
Well, he popped up to left field his first at bat, and then he had that big double. Then he got walked. He got on in an error, and now he's got another walk.
So one on, nobody out for Cold Spring in the eighth. David Jonas and the Rockies leading 9-1 as Jonas looks at a off-speed pitch from Austin Deitz. Tyler Geisinger, Cold Spring Springer for a good chunk of years. Wanted to play with his brother Alex as Jonas hammers one deep in down the left field line. Is it fair? It is foul. Foul ball. Tom Ficker saying it went around the pole. Played umpire Kurt, and you got a beautiful view on that one. What do you got?
Well, Tom was pleading for the Rockies in that one, but that was definitely a foul ball on that one. But it's 342 feet down the left field line. David Jonas gave that one a ride for about 360 feet. Just foul at the last second.
So Jonas, I mean, that. What do you got it foul by? Foot?
Foot and a half.
Foot? Okay. Need that extra 6 inches in there. Just a long strike and 0-2 the count now on the Rocky third baseman. As Austin Deitz set, the 0-2 pitch, that's hammered into left center field. That'll drop for a hit for Jonas. New with the ball right in front of him will stop at second base as the Rockies brought the hitting shoes here in the eighth inning, Kurt.
Well, you know, this is the third game we're here watching today, Kirby, and this is a great big ballpark. And we didn't see a home run in those first two ball games, but we've seen Tyler Geisinger get one in. David Jonas said, hey, I want to get into that home run parade too. He went and gave it a ride, just foul, but he comes back with a sharp single as he had that big double to score. First two runs, and now he goes and has another single.
First and second with nobody out here. Alex Geisinger to the plate. He was walked with the bases chucked, so we got the easy RBI his last time up. 1-for-3 before that as he checks swings and pokes one up the first baseline. This is going to be a tough play, fielded and flipped, and nobody home. They're going to say, they point at the umpire, and yeah, nobody home. Austin Dietz a little late to the bag. Alex Geisinger playing hard baseball, Kurt. He made it up there, and we could see it from here that he beat him to the base.
Well, he definitely beat him to the base on that. The first baseman went and made a nice play on that one to do that, but without Dietz covering first base over there, Alex Geisinger hustling hard all the way, and he definitely touched the bag before Deitz did, and the base umpire couldn't quite make the call. He looked to the home plate umpire to make a call, and he said he was safe.
Plate umpire said that foot never got there, and that was the correct call. We have a pinch hitter here for Calvin Kaltoff. It will be Colin Eskew pinch hitting for Kaltoff. As Calvin was fighting it today, he was 0-for-3 with a walk on the day. First pitch to Eskew. As that pitch is in there for a strike. The infield comes in here as Starbuck trying to mow down some runs. They trailed 9-1. Rockies were quiet through five, not in the sixth, seventh, and eighth.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, the Rockies are going to be forced to make a catching change then because they pinch ran for Calvin Kaltoff last inning, and now they're pinch hitting for him.
That is correct. Kaltoff will be out of the game as Eskew could probably go play left and Skuzacek could come in and catch.
Or if Max Hansen's here, he could catch, or David Jonas could catch. I guess I didn't totally look. Yeah, Max Hansen is here, so he can probably come in and catch.
2-1 offering to Eskew is fouled at home plate, and that evens our count up at 2-2. Rocky's got about 9 guys in the bullpen or near the bullpen right now, draftees, other players.
Well, I think they were probably going with one plan, and then all of a sudden when
start hammering the ball, yeah. 2-2 pitch to Eskew. That's hit on the ground to third. Gruber's going to have to come home with it. He does, and they get the out at home. On the force and out at home is Jordan New. Nice play right there by Matt Gruber. Kurt, that's not an easy play, but Matt made that one look pretty routine.
Well, he made it look routine, but he came in and he fielded it on that high hop, and it's a good thing he did because if he doesn't get it on that one, who knows where that ball is going to land. But quickly fields it and throws the home plate to get the lead runner.
So they have the infield in for a reason there, and they get the out at home. That brings Austin Duffner to the plate as Duffner looks at a pitch down and in right there from Austin Dietz. So safe to say, with an 8-run lead and the Rockies still batting, what did Hennon end up with there after the bottom of the seventh?
I never actually counted them in the seventh to go total that up, so I'm going to have to go do that here. So
now, I pump your tires that you're actually keeping a pitch count, and you don't even count them there. 2-0 the count to Duffner as the 2-0 offering. Duffner taking a strike on the corner from Austin Dietz.
Well, he had a long inning. He had 18 pitches, so he is at 93 pitches after seven innings.
As the 2-1 offering to Duffner, that's cracked into left center field, and Kurt, that's going to empty the bases. That will run the gap. Jonas comes around to score. Alex Geislinger around to score. Coming in hard is Eskew. He scores standing on a 3-run double for Austin Duffner, and the Rockies have blown it open, and they take a 12-1 lead here in the top of the eighth inning.
Well, Austin Duffner did a great job. He took that pitch on the outside part of the plate, and he gave that a ride to left center field for a big bases-loaded clearing double, making the score 12-1.
Second 3-run double of the evening for the Rockies.
We got a pitching change, Kirby.
And we will get our third Milroy Yankee of the seventh and eighth here. Kurt, it's a process of elimination. Who's not named Dietz on that roster?
Isaac Schmidt.
Isaac Schmidt will come in as Isaac Schmidt warms up. Angela will keep it right here. Cold Spring Baseball brought to you on your Saturday night by our fine sports boosters, Erkins Water, Cold Spring Lanes, Rambo, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Westwind Woodworkers of Cold Spring, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Willenbring, Dahl, Woken, and Zimmerman of Cold Spring, Avon, and Albany, Subway of Cold Spring Bakery, Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe. Kurt's going to have some options in the postgame show brought to you by Richmond and Albany A&W, as there will be plenty of player of the game options to go through. That will come up after the ball game. And again, our postgame show brought to you by by Richmond and Albany A&W. So the new pitcher, Kurt, was a Schmidt, you say?
Isaac Schmidt.
Isaac Schmidt is in to pitch. As Schmidt comes into the game, he will be, after it went Versteeg, Richards, Nathan Dietz, Austin Dietz, Isaac Schmidt, the fifth Starbucks star pitcher today. 12-1 our score. As Kurt, I mean, you look back into that fifth inning, and this game was cruising right along, and we were thinking, boy, this game going to take an hour and 10 minutes, and Rockies woke up the bat rack.
Well, we had a real pitcher's duel going on at that time. And like you said, the Rockies woke up the bat rack. But you got to remember, when they scored those five runs back in the seventh inning, they only had one hit that inning, Kirby.
Took advantage of walks and three big Starbuck airs as three runs coming around on the Duffner double here this inning. Four runs for the Rockies, the Geislinger home run and the 3-run double. As out to the mound to have a word is Mike Kragenbring, as he's getting through the signs with Isaac Schmidt. All indications right now, Kurt, are that the Rockies will be advancing in the state tournament, and they'll be playing next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right back here in Springfield.
Well, you talked about they had seven guys down on that bullpen before. Now two more just ran down there, so it's going to be interesting to see who's going to pitch that bottom of the eighth inning.
They got beer down there, or what's going on? As Skuzacek will greet Isaac Schmidt here. Looks at a first pitch ball as the 1-0 offering to Skuzacek swung on and missed. Evens it up at 1-1. 12 runs on 11 hits for the Rockies. And they have four hits this inning. So they weren't exactly lighting up the hit column, but taking advantage and pushing runs across. That's 2-1 the count right now to Skuzacek, who is 1-for-3 on the day. Had a 2-run double his last time up as that 2-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Evens it up at 2-2. Last inning in the seventh, he had that little punch to right field with two outs and the bases loaded. That 2 runs scored off of for RBI, and the third came around on an air. 2-2 pitch, Skuzacek hitting this one up first baseline. Diving attempt in foul territory, and coming up empty is Zach Hendrickson as the count will remain at 2-2. As 12-1, the score Duffner still leading from second base. Home run, walk, single, single, fielder's choice, three-run double for the Rock Shop in the eighth. As the two-strike pitch missing high to Skluzacek, that'll fill things up at 3-2. Only one out this inning. In the top of the eighth, Isaac Schmidt set. 3-2 pitch, cut on and missed. And Skluzacek out on strikes for the second time this evening for out number two. So two away, and the DH, Sam Distel, into the game. Distel getting another at-bat here. Sam is 1-for-3, couple strikeouts and a single thus far. He did walk as well. As he looks at a first pitch ball. As the 1-0 offering here from Isaac Schmidt to Distel, that is missing low for a ball as well. Walks will come back and get you in this game, and the Rockies taking advantage of that as the 2-0 pitch cut on and missed by Distel. Moves our count to 2-1. 2-1, Isaac Schmidt trying to mop it up a little bit here for the Starbucks Stars. His 2-1 offering to Distel is cut on and missed. Evens us up at 2-2. As Schmidt ready, looks at Duffner at second base. Isaac's 2-2 offering in there, strike three. Distel goes down looking, and that does it for the Rockies in the eighth, but they tack on again. Cold Spring scoring four runs here in the eighth inning, four runs on four hits. There were no Starbuck errors and one runner left on base. After 7.5, scoreboard now reads Cold Spring 12 and Starbuck 1. On to the bottom of the eighth inning. Coming up here on KASM, Cold Spring leads 12-1. We're on to the eighth. Coming up in 1 minute here on KASM.
If you're not eating fresh, you're not eating Subway. Visit Subway Cold Spring for fresh fit choices. Salads, a breakfast menu, 6-inch subs, footlongs, and fresh fit for the kids too, including a mini sub, apples, and a drink. Planning a party? Let Subway Cold Spring put a party platter together that will satisfy everyone's taste buds. Subway Cold Spring. Stop by and give us a try, or call us and we'll have it ready to go. Phone 685-8789. Proud to be a favorite food of the Cold Spring Rockies. Seasons change, but a farmer's work never does. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, tips our hat to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. We're proud to offer the coverage they need to keep growing. And we're full of gratitude. So we're taking this moment to say thank you for bringing in the harvest today for a well-fed world tomorrow. Trust in farming. Trust in Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
And we welcome you back. The Starbucks Stars three outs away from elimination unless they push two runs across. And Kurt Ryan Hennen back out onto the mound for Cold Spring as he delivers a first pitch strike to Austin Versteeg. Second pitch missing for a ball. As 1-1 the count now. Hennen with 12 Ks through seven innings. His 1-1 pitch cut on and missed by Versteeg. Surprised to see Ryan out there?
Well, absolutely. When you got a 12-run lead and you got that many guys throwing down there in the bullpen, I figured one of them definitely was coming in, but they still do have two of them throwing at this time.
As the 1-2 offering from Hennen, this is skied into short left field. New out, Jonas out, Jordan calling, Jordan catching, and he'll make the catch on that run as a out number one right there.
Jordan did a nice job on that. He never gave up on that play. It was actually farther over than the third baseman, but it was so far out on the grass that David didn't get back that far. It was a shortstop's ball all the way, and Jordan knew, went and got it.
So one out, and Mike Gruber to the plate. Gruber, not his favorite day, his first day tournament game, as he does hit one on the ground here. New Fields throws across the diamond, and a stretch by Duffner in time to retired Gruber, who came in 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. He grounds out New. Nice play on the run there for Jordy Kurt, and Starbuck down to their last out.
Well, he went out far on the grass to catch that pop-up. He comes in on the grass and fields that snow, slow nibbler to him over there. Throws it in the dirt to Duffner, but he does a fine job of scooping that one out.
That'll bring Darren Alexander to the plate. As the first pitch in there for a strike. This kid has had a tough day of it as well, as he looks at another strike, and Starbuck down to their final strike. 0-for-3 with three strikeouts for Darren Alexander. Hannon and the Rockies a strike away from advancing to next weekend. As Ryan steps off, composes himself. As Hannon ready. Rocks and fires. 0-2 pitch on the black, and it's in there. Strike three, and Cold Spring with a 12-1 victory will advance to the second round of the state tournament, and they will take on the Buckman Billy Goats at 11 o'clock next Sunday morning right here in Springfield. A masterpiece painted by the artist Ryan Hennon, Kurt.
Well, you said it best, a masterpiece painted by the artist Ryan Hennon. He did exactly what you want him to do. He comes out here and he throws eight innings, gives up six hits, one unearned run, strikes out 13, and that pretty much says it all right there for Ryan Hennon doing his job for the Cold Spring Rockies.